Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hello, friends. Thanks for joining us. This is Lynette. We have a God of order, not of confusion, a God of harmony, not of chaos, a God who is complete, unified, and peaceful. God's very creation of the world was done in an orderly manner. Genesis 1:16 tells us that God made a brilliant light by which to see during the day and another for night. But that light isn't as bright, otherwise we couldn't sleep. To say that God loves orderly systems does not limit Him, but rather it only emphasizes how very intentional He is about His love, purpose, and plan for each of His children. John 6 tells the story of a hungry crowd. They were hungry to hear Jesus, but also hungry for food. The disciples discover a boy who has 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. So with that, Jesus instructs the disciples to have the people sit down. Jesus wasn't in a hurry. He had a huge catering job to complete, so He went about His work in an orderly fashion. Could it be that the order, simplicity, and organization was a demonstration of God's power? Could this process have further prepared the hearts of the people to receive the truth that Jesus was about to proclaim? In verse 11, it says, Jesus then took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed to those who were seated as much as they wanted. He did the same with the fish. I wonder if some in the crowd were tempted to jump up and try to take control, thinking that they knew best. Or there may have been others who were simply anxious about whether or not they would receive any food at all. There was quite possibly a degree of restraint and trust exhibited on the part of those who were receiving the meal. Was Jesus teaching a lesson before He even opened His mouth? The crowd was learning to let go of control. In surrender to the process, by allowing the system at hand to prevail, they discovered God's provision. Was it then that the crowd realized the miracle that was at hand? Jesus didn't even need the loaves and fish, but they availed the opportunity for Him to demonstrate His power and provision. Could it be that this miracle, this orderly process of feeding 5,000, was a demonstration of God's intentionality that would eventually cause people to turn an ear and embrace the words of their Savior? John 14:6 says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Who are you putting your trust in today? A world of chaos or a God of intentional peace, purpose, and love?
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.